Hi everyone, welcome to Careful Tech. Today I wanted to talk about my AirPods after 18 months of use. Now I've owned these things since they first shipped in late 2016. I got them in December of 2016, basically when they actually started to ship to end users. And I still love them. There are a lot of pleasures involved in using the AirPods day to day. I talked about this on an earlier podcast, but AirPods, I think, are fun because handling them is so tactile. It's repeatable. It's got these rituals to it. In some ways, in a more positive sense, it's kind of like some of the pleasure that a smoker gets from smoking a cigarette, because you retrieve the case and you turn it over in your palm like a glossy worry stone. You thumb open that lid and the magnet gives way. You nudge the AirPod to jar it out of its alcove. You pinch it and lift it out, feeling that slight friction as it slides free. You spin it between your fingertips and align it to your ear. You settle it into its place. You hear that happy little chirp as the Bluetooth connects, and you get that satisfying snap when you thumb the case closed. And then you do the whole process in reverse when you're done listening. That ritual is simple, it's enjoyable, and that's still true now months later. In fact, it's probably more true after doing it how many thousand times. It's a joy that hasn't diminished with time. In terms of ease of use, I think what I've discovered is that I'm much more likely to put my headphones in for quick listening, to watch a single YouTube video or a single video on Twitter, than I ever was when I used wired headphones with my phone. Because then you've got to, there's just this commitment involved, right? You got to find the headphones because you're probably not carrying them in your pocket. You've got to detangle them. You've got to rewrap them after you're done. They're getting caught on things. There's something about it. There's more of a visual barrier between you and other people. So maybe you're more reluctant when you're with others to whip them out. It's hard to just put in one, because if you put in one with a wired set of headphones, the other one is dangling there awkwardly. But yeah, for quick hits of audio, I'm much more likely to use the AirPods. And there are a lot more use cases where I'm able to just slip them out and listen to something. For example, on a long car trip, if my wife is asleep in the passenger seat, my daughter's maybe watching a video in the back seat because she never naps in the car, I can still easily slip in an AirPod and start a podcast with pretty minimal distraction from the road, unlike with a set of wired headphones. Another pleasure of AirPods is that they're durable. I have snapped that case open and shut literally thousands, maybe tens of thousands of times. Bump, click, bump, click. And that mechanism still feels completely solid. There's no sign of looseness or wear there. And I've dropped both the case and the individual AirPods more times than I care to admit, often from waist height or higher. They seem fine, physically. Although the reliability issues I've faced, and I'll talk about in a second, maybe those are related to, you know, something, some of the circuitry or something getting damaged inside. I don't know. Overall, though, in terms of durability, I'm impressed with the AirPods build quality over the long term. All right, so now for the negatives, right? There's a lot of delight in AirPods, but they also cause their share of pain. Here, and I actually listed my quibbles in an earlier blog post, and I think a podcast too, but here are a few additions after long-term use. More and more frequently, I notice that I put in both AirPods and hit play only to discover that one or both of the units aren't yet receiving audio. When that happens, I'm left with three potential fixes, each more desperate and cumbersome than the last. First, I can wait it out, because sometimes the offending AirPod will recover its connection after a few seconds. Too often, though, that recovery never actually comes. So I go to the next step. I manually AirPlay to the AirPods, which requires that I pull out my phone again and fiddle with the clunky control center interface for audio targeting. And then third, I can return both AirPods to the case and potentially try again. But that's an annoying fix because partly because it doesn't always work itself. In other words, this connection process between the AirPods and the iPhone just is not rock solid enough. It should just work every time, but the fact that it doesn't undermines my trust as a user. And even if Apple can't make this more reliable with a next-gen wireless connection chip or better software or better drivers or whatever it is, it would help if the AirPods would emit the connected chime sound independently as they're inserted into the ear, one and then the other, because too often I'll hear the sound in one ear before I'm able to insert the other unit. That leaves me unsure as to whether both units have actually connected or whether one missed the wireless memo. Next, I wanted to talk about corrosion and water resistance. The AirPods are the best running headphones I've ever used. I didn't realize how annoying that dangling wire was until the AirPods helped me to sever the connection. But runners get wet. They just do. I sweat like crazy in warm weather, and that moisture inevitably drips from my ears onto the AirPods and then gets into the case from the AirPods stem. Plus, I generally run outside, and I live in the mid-Atlantic. That means I often have to venture out in rain or snow or fog. In other words, it's hard to avoid getting the AirPods wet if you use them for exercise. Now, to be fair, Apple doesn't market the AirPods as water resistant. But I bought them as a replacement for their wired predecessors, which I ran with in all sorts of weather. And I was kind of hoping that the wireless versions of the old EarPods would cover all of the use cases of the old headphones plus more, right? Plus, I had seen YouTube videos in which the AirPods were sent through the washing machine and survived in working condition. So I kind of figure, well, I could probably get away with running in the rain. I crossed my fingers, hoped for the best, and kept heading out to do my morning miles. So fate may have caught up to me recently. I began to notice that my right AirPod was frequently low on power. I would head out running only to hear that sad little low charge chirp after just a mile or two. I experimented a little bit with the charging case, and I realized that the right AirPod was not making a solid connection with the charging element. And then when I looked closer at the headphone itself, there was some greenish-blue corrosion, clearly some sort of rust on the metal tip of the AirPod stem. Now, I thoroughly cleaned both the case and the AirPod itself, and that has seemed to make charging more reliable, but it's not foolproof. I have to watch for the light that shows that a connection has been established between the charging element and the tip of the AirPod stem. So I'd like to see Apple build in some legit waterproofing to the next version. It's just too difficult to keep the things bone dry. Another complaint. There's a color clash, right, between earwax orange and AirPods white. Let me tell you a little story. Last week, we trekked to a family-friendly amusement park several hours from here. And at the end of the day, a fun-filled day, lots of rides, my daughter begged for one more ride, the log flume that we had promised to her earlier in the day. Now, this ride, if you haven't seen one of these before, it sends your little log that you're sitting in up this conveyor belt to the top of this, this track that drops down into a watery splash. Hoping to avoid further water damage to my AirPods, I handed the case to my wife and jumped in line with the eager kiddo. After splashdown, we get back. We had a great time. We find my wife on a nearby bench. She hands my AirPods back to me and teasingly mentions, "Hey, your headphones are gross." Snapping open the AirPods case, I realized she was absolutely right. They were covered in just grossness, lint and earwax and nastiness. EarPods and AirPods get filthy. Earwax collects in the speaker grills, that migrates down to the AirPod stems and eventually starts to stain the charging case too. Now, in Apple's defense, I apparently produce a lot of earwax for a human being. Not to get too biological here, but I've occasionally had to ask my doctor to clean out the buildup from my ear canals. And that's not Apple's fault. But you could hardly pick a worse color than Apple's trademark white if you're hoping to hide your earwax. So I'm kind of hoping that they offer black or even better Project Red alternatives next time around to hide the orange and the brown grossness. I've also committed to cleaning the things a lot more often. To wrap things up, despite all my complaints, AirPods positives definitely outweigh their negatives. I'm looking forward to the product's next iteration. And there are some rumored features that I think would address some of my quibbles. Waterproofing is apparently in the plans. Wireless charging would eliminate the fiddly plug-in process that I mentioned in an earlier post. And the newest rumor that I've heard from Mark Gurman at Bloomberg, built-in noise cancellation would make the AirPods a more viable option in high-noise environments. As things stand, it's nearly impossible to hear the AirPods over the roar of a lawnmower or a jet engine. Thanks very much for listening to this episode of Careful Tech. I'd invite you to follow the podcast on Twitter at Careful Tech or me on Twitter. I'm at Matt Hauger, H-A-U-G-E-R. You can also check out the website at carefultech.net or my blog at matthauger.com. Again, thank you for listening, and I will talk to you next time.